I'm Dan Klefstad. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported more than 2,000 new cases of COVID-19, including 20 additional deaths. After a CDC review, the DeKalb County Health Department confirmed Friday the death of a child younger than one. The infant was previously reported as a positive case. The department says the child's identity is not being released to protect the family's privacy. Meanwhile, Illinois is starting to award grants to renters to help them catch up on late payments, but tens of thousands of applicants won't get assistance. State lawmakers set aside federal funding to help 30,000 renters. A spokesman for the Illinois Housing Development Authority says more than 80,000 applied. Erica Smith is executive director of Helping Hands, a homeless shelter in Illinois. She says the numbers show policymakers need to prepare for a surge in people experiencing homelessness.
We've got to look at rapid rehousing, and we've got to prepare our emergency shelters as well to be low barrier, to be able to take people in, but also be very prepared to help them exit to independent housing as fast as possible.
There is some good news for renters. Governor J.B. Pritzker recently announced an extension of the eviction ban until October 22nd. In other news, the fall harvest can be a dangerous time for farmers. Chase Cavanaugh has more.
Due to the dangers associated with the busy season, the National Safety Council each year designates the third week of September as National Farm Safety and Health Week. This year's emphasis is on farm vehicle and rural road safety, with the theme is Every Farmer Counts. Tractor overturns are the leading cause of fatalities in the agriculture industry. The National Ag Safety Database reports these accidents result in about 130 deaths each year nationwide. Roadways also pose a major safety hazard. Many collisions occur simply because the driver fails to reduce speed for the slower-moving farm implement. All agricultural vehicles using the public roadways must display the fluorescent orange slow-moving vehicle triangle. According to Illinois law, proper lighting is also required from 30 minutes before sunset to 30 minutes after sunrise for the large ag vehicles. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
A strike by hundreds of nurses ended at University of Illinois Hospital in Chicago. The president of the Illinois Nurses Association cited progress on wages, staffing, and PPE. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. A Murfreesboro man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison after pleading guilty to sexually assaulting a 12-year-old last year. The Jackson County State's Attorney says 50-year-old Jose Canela Barreda will be required to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. DNA evidence confirmed the child's version in court regarding the crime. The 2020-2021 school year is looking drastically different due to the COVID-19 pandemic, with many students learning remotely full-time or part-time. Those students typically start their day by clicking a link that then leads them to their online virtual classroom with their teacher and peers. Dr. Channing Patrack is the medical director of the Pediatric Resource Center. She says students should not share their virtual classroom link with others in order to keep the classroom a private space for students only and to keep potential predators out.
I think the things to think about as a parent are, what platform is my school using for virtual teaching and online anything? So, you know, talking to the school and just ensuring that whatever platform they're using is secure is first step. I mean, that's number one as a parent. What is that platform? Is it secure?
Not only are the teachers able to view who is in their classroom, they also have the ability to create a waiting room to preview the students before they enter. In this region, more than 200 new cases of COVID-19 were reported over the weekend. Southern Illinois is nearing the 10,000 mark for total positive tests, and the details can be seen on our website, wsiunews.org.